I'm loud, I'm rude.
Cunt dildo.
No Middle Eastern here? Are you here, you stinky bastards? If you can't take a joke, leave.
Howard 101 presents...
You guys are a good crowd.
The Lisa Lampanelli Show.
So listen, watch it, live it, learn it, bitches, you heard?
Call 888-STERN-101. Lisa Lampanelli.
Hey, bitches, what's up? It's LL, comedy's lovable queen of mean, here with my co-host, Mike Morris, who is allowed to talk because he's straight. And today, to talk, you have to be a fag or a hag.
Yay!
Woo! Woo! Oh, my God, hey. There are so many homos in here. Jesus Christ. So we've got ourselves a lovely panel to discuss the pop culture issues of the day. As you know, I just signed a very lovely, lovely deal to do a talk show on television with Chelsea Handler's company. And now that she's not fucking the head of E anymore, it probably won't make the air, so I'm going to do it here instead. I know. My life sucks. I get Jim Carrey on the way down as a producer, then I get that bitch when she's not on his cock anymore. Great! Thanks, Chelsea. Bang him so I could get a show. Anyway, I'm here today with a fabulous panel. Of course, to my immediate left is aging beauty and serious stars and XM channel host, Judith Regan. Say hello, Lisa. Judith.
Hello.
I have, of course, Jew, gay, Bravo host and executive, Andy Cohen, the only Jew in the room, thank God.
If you give me a blowjob, I'll give you a show on Bravo.
You know what? I'll use my teeth. It's the wood chipper. And of course, we have directly across from me, so I could gaze into his eyes and glasses, the lovely bitter homosexual and also an aging beauty, Sirius XM Outfag host, Frank DiCarlo.
DiCarlo.
Oh, shut up, faggot.
Get that right.
Shut up.
It's Yvonne DiCarlo and Frank DiCarlo, and I'll go by either.
Okay, you get Yvonne DiCarlo.
He goes both ways.
And of course, we have faggot book writer who wrote, of course, the Will and Grace authorized companion book. So when you're watching Will and Grace, you can beat off into the pages of this book. Is Mr. Jim Colucci. Thank you, Jim.
Yay.
Now we want to talk about the issues of the day. And let me say, just to get it out of the way, right now, one word, who do we feel less sorry for right now? Chile or Haiti? Which one? Who do you care less about, Judith?
Oh. Chile.
I know, I could give a fuck less. They're Spanish.
Too far away.
Chile, but they're hotter in Chile.
You know what, Andy? You're horny, and I like that.
Yeah.
Now, do you like the young boys from a Spanish culture?
Yeah. I like a Hispanic.
You know, Hispanic is very easy to convert. I always say they're one margarita away from sucking a dick. Judith, do you agree?
Not even a margarita. Not even
you can
a
get
margarita.
Them. You just sit outside the Home Depot, and they come right to you.
Oh, yeah. They're available.
Absolutely. Now, Frank, do you like Chile or Haiti?
I'm going to go with Chile because it's newer and I have no attention span.
I'm
going to
go with
Chile. It's fresher.
I feel I should actually walk around Haiti with a t-shirt that says, "Hey, what's shaking?" I think that is a marketing genius idea. Right behind my cologne, I'm going to put out called Eau de Twat. I like that very much. Jim Colucci, I don't care anymore, but Chile or Haiti?
Chile, somewhere I'd actually want to go.
Okay, very good.
Who wants to go to Haiti?
I know they have the AIDS.
If they fix it.
Yeah, once they fix it,
it'll be nice.
Now let's get off the news, because that's hard news, and that's not what I'm about. I don't read the paper, because I'll be honest with you, the last article I read depressed me. Remember that chimp that tore up that lady?
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
I love
that.
Because
that
Rihanna was
Xanax
a beautiful girl. Step on another punchline, I'll kick you in the cunt. Anyway, but you know I love you, and you're my girl. You my boo. Now let's talk about a disturbing trend this Oscar season. Fat black women are up for Oscars. I do not approve of this situation. I feel if you're fat and black, you belong on a 70s sitcom. Make us laugh, Florida, who, by the way, was fat enough to name an entire state after. I do not approve of these fat black women crying, this Precious, who they should actually call Spacious because she's bigger than a two-bedroom apartment. And if I want to see a black chick cry, I will go to a Planned Parenthood clinic in Inglewood. I do not like this. I feel fatness is not beautiful, and that's why we go to the movies to look at pretty people. Frank DiCarlo, how do you feel about this as a fat man?
Well, when I look at Precious, my real problem is, oh God, another role I didn't get. That's really what I think of.
You needed a tan.
A little Egyptian number 9 and I'd have been there. It would have been perfect. But no, I think that I find it very encouraging. I do think, however, that we have to give props to Shirley Hemphill, who I think is really...
Oh, I loved her, of course, from the show What's Happening, which you just showed your age. Good work,
thank
Frank.
You, yes.
57-year-old loser.
I am. Thank you. Add 10 years. Go ahead. I don't care. Just do whatever you want. I look for good for 57.
No,
but
really,
Shirley
absolutely.
Was actually the thin black woman on that
yes,
show compared
Mabel.
To Mabel King.
Mabel King. And both of them are dead now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both gone.
Well, welcome
night,
to the world,
man.
Monique and... Gabby.
I don't think Monique should win because she has that annoying apostrophe in her name, which looks like somebody fucked up when they were texting. I do not appreciate that. The blacks know how to text. I will not like that. Also, these women are playing parts where they play themselves. Jennifer Hudson, 2 years ago, or whenever the fuck you faggots to do the Oscars, was winning a prize for this thing where she played a singer trying to make it. Duh. I could be in a fucking comedy about Lisa Lampanelli trying to make it as a comic called Dream Cunts. I really don't appreciate that she won this award for playing herself. Andy Cohen, should she win?
Here's what. Yes, she should win. Secondly, you so have the wrong audience here for the message you're trying to say. Because gay guys love nothing more than fat black ladies. The
and
three
extra
of us,
punctuation.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question. Wait, why, Andy Cohen? Why is this a situation
because
you enjoy?
Because A, they're an underdog.
Yes.
B, we love our Oprah fat and black.
But we like our fat black ladies to shave their legs.
Oh,
yes, we do.
Yes.
No, that's true. Yeah. The Monique not shaving her legs. It's true, but you have three gays who immediately name check Shirley Hempel and Mabel King.
Yeah.
And we love them. They're fun. Well, you can hug them. They're, you know, you root for them.
Okay, well, how about fat white women? Judith, how do you feel about fat white women?
I'm all for it as I move in that direction.
You do.
As I age beautifully.
Fabulous. How dare you? How dare you, miss? Well, I think what would be like where what Carney Wilson would never be nominated for an Oscar unless she reprised the role of the submarine in Red Hunt for
you
Red
think?
October.
No, I think she could be.
Carney?
Yeah.
Chili con Carney?
Yeah. Why
really?
Not? No, I do.
I actually want to see Kirstie Alley in Gunt. You loved her in Gunt. See her in Kankle next week. I could do that. I think I could do that. Judith, fat white women.
Fat. I don't have a problem with anyone who's fat. I think, look, I think it's an equal opportunity thing.
Politically correct bunch of cunts.
No, but it's true. I actually think that the whole, like, fat black women in movies and television is a bit stereotyping,
racist,
blah, 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 blah. But there's equal opportunity for fat people in America.
Except for the Vanity Fair cover, because they can't fit as many of them without many extra
insets. I think they should try that.
I thought that was
great. Around the front, the back, the center.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man, let me that was a big controversy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That Precious didn't make it onto the cover.
Actually, no minorities made it onto the
cover.
But
I want to say something serious. No. Did you see the cover of Ebony that Precious is on?
No.
It does look very odd to see someone that big, full figure on a cover of a magazine. It is off-putting. And as a chubby bitch myself, formerly obese, I will say, stay in the house,
so
fat people.
So is this the first issue of Ebony that you didn't buy?
Yes,
and
it
go
is.
Home and touch
I did not spank out to those chocolate daddies.
As
how dare
to,
you?
As opposed to Black Inches, which you subscribe to.
She black writes feet. It. It's about the Indians.
Well, they're fat and Black Inches, too, but just parts of them are. Yeah. Yes.
That's well, true. I don't feel these blacks are going to win this award.
Oh,
I feel like if this Oprah didn't win for The Color Purple, they're not going to win for Precious because Color Purple makes Precious look like The Sound of Music. I feel it was very difficult to watch this Color Purple. Am I right? Mike Morris. Sorry, no, Mike, you're straight.
Yeah!
Jim Colucci, weigh in, please.
I don't know. Whoopi Goldberg won for Ghost.
Ugh.
Come on.
She is.
There's
I
some
wrong?
Fat black lady love out there that we love them so much we want to give them awards even for shitty roles.
But do you feel Whoopi is fat? I do not.
Yeah. Have you seen those on The View?
Really?
And those the weight loss commercials? Whoopi's fat.
I do not watch The View. I do not approve
that's
of those.
That's menopausal weight.
Yeah,
that's what
I guess
is.
So.
She covers it. She covers it. You
with
never
what?
Know.
Her hair?
With flowing,
no, she has
flowing garbs. Yes.
Garments.
Yeah. Like, she has like men's shirts from the right. Gap she wears. Yeah. Yes.
But fat is not the first thing you think of. You think it's that's third. Because you think like unattractive and then unfunny and then fat. So
black is really the fourth thing wrong
with
her.
Fourth thing with her. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that is a defect being
meant.
Black.
Yes, that's lovely.
I think actually it would be really funny for Kirstie Alley to do a movie where she beats the shit out of everyone who lost weight successfully on Jenny Craig. It would be great. She beat the crap out of Valerie Bertinelli.
I see it on Bravo. Yeah. What do you think?
What? What's on Bravo?
Yeah. Beat the shit out of. Well, we have Jackie Warner coming back, so she can just beat the shit
out of Jackie.
Yeah,
for those
exactly.
of you who don't know, I am a real addict to the reality shows. Jackie Warner is the dyke workout queen of the show, which is entitled Workout.
We have a new show that we're working on with her called Jackie Warner's Thintervention.
Oh, yes. Thintervention.
Yes. She's gonna be
so
scared.
You people at Bravo are so clever.
I know.
Shame us.
I know.
I'm scared of going home and finding her in my apartment and, you know, all the shit's been cleared out.
Right. I love
all
that.
All the cookies are gone.
Bring her to my house. I need
Andy
her.
Cohen, yes. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You obviously are way more high-powered than any of us, or we wouldn't be doing this for free.
Oh, yeah.
You're a very huge executive.
Yes.
You're a Jew, a fag, and gay. Triple threat.
Yes.
May I ask you what you feel makes a good reality show? Because me, Lisa Lampanelli, addicted to reality shows.
For Bravo, big, you know, I think there's different reality shows that are good for different channels. So I really can only speak for Bravo. And for us, it's, you know, larger than life characters, personalities who are kind of either really rich or excelling at what they do. Rachel Zoe, Jeff Lewis on Flipping Out.
But they have to be really annoying too.
Yes.
Well, they have to be big personalities that are addictive and sometimes polarizing. I mean, all those people that we have docu-shows about are really polarizing, but there's something in a lot of the people that people actually think, oh, they actually kind of know what they're talking about. I either really agree with them or I really disagree, but they have a point of view, and or they have to be really talented in the case of shows like Top Chef or Top Chef
Love
Masters
that.
Or Sheer Genius or
Top Chef
like that.
Is the one show your boyfriend would watch and he won't turn fag.
That's true.
Because Jimmy Big Balls and I tape a lot of the reality shows. I've really homoed up our DVR.
Right.
I mean, honestly, the thing
is. Is it starting to make suggestions of what you should have
No, no,
also
thank
record?
God. You know,
gay suggestions.
I actually made Jimmy skip a Jets game to watch a Project Runway marathon.
Oh,
okay? He's a very secure man.
That
but the great
love,
thing
Jimmy.
Is, this is what happens. They bang you better after to prove their manhood. I got fucked harder than NBC fuck Conan. I'm not going to lie to you. I jumped right on that shit. I don't care.
That's good.
In any case, I enjoy the reality shows a lot. Now, you mentioned Rachel Zoe. This bitch, could she eat a fucking steak? She is disgustingly skinny. And I will tell you something, Andy Cohen, I saw that bitch on a plane. She was in first class and her husband was in coach. Now, I feel this was a travesty. Jim Colucci, when you fly, does Frank let you be in coach? Because he's way more famous.
He would if he could. If he were ever put in first class.
Frank, do you find the first class seat is more comfortable? Are you comfortable in coach?
No,
you're a
I'm
large
really
man.
Not comfortable in coach. And but I'm more comfortable than Jim is because I make them take the outer. I sit on the aisle, make them move the outer
armrest.
Thank you was the word. That
it's okay because Jimmy Big Balls does that also.
And then you slide half of you into it, and you have to get
and you slide half onto my seat.
Well,
so
no,
of course you're more comfortable than I am.
We'd like to get opposing aisles, and then I request a thin Asian girl because
yes,
then
that is
she
good.
Takes a half a seat, and I can take part of her.
Isn't that redundant?
That is, and they have no tits either. I think banging an Asian woman is the next step to Homoville.
It is.
Yeah.
Jim Colucci, author. Do you agree?
Yes.
It's the first step.
In my academic studies, I
yes,
found.
Have you found this? Now, Judith
Ask
Regan.
Ask Rupert Murdoch.
Judith Regan. Aw, snap. Aw, snap. I'm tardy for the party.
She good. She good.
That's
she good.
Aw, shit. Now, let me ask you something, Judith Regan. You are a very intellectual woman. You have a show, very successful on Stars. You're obviously the smartest one in this room.
I don't think
Shut
so.
Shut up, Judith, the host. Do you get sucked into these reality shows like Lisa Lampanelli does?
No.
You do not. You
no.
Cunt.
I don't.
Really?
No. You know what it is? I mean, some of them I do. You know, I channel surf. I'm always watching everything, and I have no attention span.
Right.
So, but, you know, I stop sometimes. I get caught sometimes.
Are you
and,
indeed?
And my general view of the whole thing is that it's a lot of ridiculous women humiliating themselves in one way or another with a lot of plastic surgery.
It is true. I think you know, Kim from The Real Housewives of Atlanta looks like a Barbie doll left by a heater. I'm just saying. And that's why I love the song, though, Tardy for the Party, because it has the word tard in it, and that's what she is, okay? And if you want to come after me, Kim, do it, bitch. I am scared of her a little bit. Andy Cohen, when you interview, of course, you're a Bravo host of Watch What's Happening Live. Is this the situation it's called? Yes. Watch What Happens Live at midnight every Thursday, which I hang on every word of.
And I love it.
I was fabulous
guest.
On
yes.
it.
Yes, amazing. You were on with The Real Housewife.
I was on with Lynn
from
OC Housewives. Oh, my God. What a pathetic face on her.
Well, it was the Fiesta de la facelift,
yes,
right? Where she revealed her facelift.
It was so sad. My cunt surgery looks better.
Oh, Frank
right,
and
Frank,
I.
You've seen it.
It did. She had it refreshed, and it was. It's much more vivid, and it's lovely now.
Well,
it's,
after all those blacks, you have to.
You have to. Yes, she had a little remodeling. Done.
Very, very true.
Are you talking about the cunt or Lynn?
No, the cunt.
I think she's talking about the cunt. I think that's pretty much true. Okay. Now we have a call from Clayton in the Sticks, and he has a question. I believe for Andrew Cohen, Jew.
Oh, okay.
Clayton,
for the
are you there?
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, man. I'm hoping that this is something we can look forward to on a regular basis.
You indeed will.
Oh, good deal. Well, hey, listen, I want to ask your guest something, the fellow at Bravo.
Yes.
Hey, guys, something I got really into and enjoyed a lot was Dirt. You remember Dirt? It was on Fox.
Dirt. On FX. Courtney Cox.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And he wants to know if you will pick up that show on Bravo.
I was just, when it was canceled, I thought for sure, I said, well, this is definitely, I was looking forward to, you know, thinking, well, Bravo, this is something that would appeal to them, and was really hoping to see it because I enjoyed it immensely, and I was just wondering if y'all had anything like that in the works.
You know, we're developing some scripted shows right now. I don't think that is one that we would pick up, although I can see how it is something that we would maybe, you know, is in our area. I think Courtney Cox is really busy on Cougar Town now on ABC, so I think it may be a little rest in peace for Dirt, my friend.
Well, Clayton, instead Dirt you can nap. Just listen to this show because I am so desperate for work, I'll be on once a month. Sound good?
Is that all?
May I say get her done. Take care.
Bye.
Liz in Connecticut, another question for Andrew Jew. Go ahead, Liz, please. Connecticut, Liz.
Hi, Lisa. First of all, I just think you're wonderful.
I know.
I want to know, actually, Lisa, which is your favorite edition of The Real Housewives?
I will tell you the truth. You throw in a table flip, you got me for life. I am into the New Jersey housewife big time. I also like the New York ones because that Jill Zarin is an annoying cunt, but I love her at heart. She's a good person. And you know what I can't take, Andy? I have to tell you all. Am I wrong for thinking this? I don't like the Atlanta housewives because I cannot get my head around the idea of blacks having money. I don't know why. I'm not even making a joke. Something says to me, that's not right in the world. What is right in the world when blacks have money? Judith, am I correct?
I think Judith just left.
No, but it's odd to me to see blacks with money. And they all learned it from sports. Andy, what do you think?
I when the first episode of that came in, I said, God, that was why I loved the show. Because since the Jeffersons was the last time you had seen.
And the Cosby Show.
And
the Cosby Show. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yes, you know, well, while we're in the middle of talking about uppity blacks.
Yes.
Look at that on the topic sheet. Uppity blacks.
No, I honestly would watch the Atlanta Housewives if they had 40 acres and a mule. I think that would be terrific. But as you know, don't get offended, Atlanta people. I love you all.
Here's
we're
going to
take a little break.
Here's the jam.
And we're is that my tardy for the party? Oh, my God. I'm rubbing my tits on the microphone. Now, everybody, keep listening. This is the Lisa Lampanelli Dirty Dishes Show with Fags and Hags. Call in to 888-STERN-101. Love you.
Looking like a cover girl. Covered in diamonds and pearls. Take the Benz out for a swirl. Drop that top. Yeah, it's my world.
It is fun to make fun of everybody.
The Lisa Lampanelli Show.
I love Lisa Lampanelli.
Call 888-STERN-101.
You guys are a good crowd.
We'll be back with more of the Lisa Lampanelli Show.
Howard 101.